Tanis Daf Ches. We are on Zayin Amud Beis. We are towards the bottom of the Amud. We are continuing with Amar Rabbi Ami, obviously here in the Masechta. A detailed discussion for the first week of the Masechta about rain, the significance of rain, the importance of rain, and in yesterday's Daf on Zayin Amud Beis, six different averos that would prevent rain from coming down. The six of the explanations was given by Rabbi Ami. Rabbi Ami says that because of Avon Gezel, because of stealing, so rain does not come down. So the Gemara now is going to be quoting another comment of Rav Ami. And expect today a lot of discussion regarding rain, mostly having to do with Agarata. Amar Rabbi Ami, the Gemara quotes, now my Dechsiv. We start now with a Pasuk. Pasuk is from Koheles. Im ke'avarzo v'hu lo fanim kilkal. Gemara now goes on to explain. Im reis rakia shekeh kabarzo. If you see the sky, and it is basically the color of iron. So, mila horital umatar. And the reason why it's that kind of discoloration is because it is simply not raining, nor is dew coming down. Bishulmai sador, it's because of the generation. Shuhum bikukalim, because it is a destructive generation. Shenemar, the pasuk says, v'ulo fanim kilkal. And that's the end of that pasuk in Koheles. Matakantan, so what do you do? Meaning, how do you remedy the situation? He's gabar berachimim, so you daven. Shenemar v'chayelim yigaber, and the chayelim, the soldiers, are going to prevail. V'yisron hechsher chachma, and then if you put in a little bit of chachma, it's even better. Now, what does that last part mean? So the Gemara goes on to explain. Kol shekein im hukshur maaseh mikara. If the behavior was never bad to begin with, so then under those circumstances, there would be no need for a rectification, and it would simply just be better. Reish Lakish amar. Reish Lakish gives a similar type drashi im ra'isa talmud. If you see a talmud, as now we're on the top of Ches Amud Alev, she limudo kasha alav karbarzel, where he's having difficulty learning, it's basically like iron to him. Bishvil mishnah soshin the sedur alav is because he does not have the mishnayos organized. And now shenamar, we go back to that pasuk in Koheles v'lo fanim kilkal. The Gemara's understanding now is that this pasuk is in relationship to a Talmud's lack of understanding of the Mishnayos. It's destroyed, meaning it's disorganized. Maitakante. So now what do you do? So obviously we're going to go back to the pasuk in Koheles. Yar be yeshiva. First, the Gemara gives us the actual remedy, and that is that you're going to go study. In other words, you're going to go over the Mishnayos. Shenamar, and here the pasuk in Koheles, v'chayelim yigaber. And here the soldiers are going to prevail. Soldiers over here is a reference to sitting in the base measures and learning. The Gemara says, now you know what would be even better? So, and what would be a hechsher? That would be chachma. Again, that's the pasuk in Koheles. And the Gemara goes on to explain, if your mishnas were organized to begin with, so then you would never experience this problem, and you wouldn't have to struggle as hard if, in fact, you were prepared with your mishnas. Kihad Reish Lakish, the Gemara tells us two stories. First, with Reish Lakish, Shavim Mesad Masis and Arba Zimnin, he would go over the Mishnayos 40 times, Keneged Men Yom Shinah in the Torah, corresponding to the 40 days in which Moshe went up to Har Sinai. Va'ayol Lekamei, the Rav Yochanan. Then and only then would he learn with his brother-in-law, Rav Yochanan. His brother-in-law, his Chavrusa. So obviously at the beginning of the relationship, so Rav Yochanan was the Rabbi. And so when Reish Lakish was learning by Rav Yochanan, so 40 times he would chazer before sitting with him. Rav Ada Ba'ava, Mizad Masis, and Esrim Va'ar B'Zimnin. Gemara tells a similar story with Rav Ada Ba'ava, who would go over his Mishnayos 24 times, Keneged Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim, Sifrei Tanakh 24 in total, and Va'ayel Kamed de Rava, and then he would go in front of Rava in order to study by Rava. Okay, so again, various Amoraim in there, and the preparation, and the number of times they would go over, in order to have the Mishnayos properly organized in their head. Rava Amar Imraisa Talmud Shalimudo Kashalav Kabarzel. Rava is going to say something very similar. If you see a student who is having just a lot of struggle with his learning, literally his learning is like iron. So Bishul Rabba Shenamaz below upon him. So over here, another cause that could be detrimental in his learning is that his Rebbe is just simply not showing him pleasantry. Shenamar v'hulo panim kilkal. Once again, we go back to that pasuk in Koheles now for a third time. And that pasuk now is coming to tell us that the panim over here is a reference to the actual face of the Rebbe. And it's milkalkel. It's destructive towards the Talmud, meaning it's just simply a bad relationship between Rebbe and Talmud. Maita kante, so what do you do? Interesting, the Gemara could have just simply said, go to a different Rebbe, but the Gemara over here says that there is a way to salvage this relationship. And the Gemara now is going to give an eitzah in terms of how to salvage this relationship. Yarba ala re'im. So what you do is you have friends go over to the teacher and basically be an ambassador to this to the Talmud who's struggling. Shenemer v'chayelim yigaber. So over here, the soldiers over here is going to be the friends that you're going to employ to go ahead and try to create shalom between you and the Rebbe. V'yisro and hefsher chachma. The Gemara once again quotes that the last part of that pasuk in Kohelis. What's going to be even better is something which is wiser. If his behavior would have been pleasing to the Rebbe from the very beginning, so then you would not need all the ambassadors to go in and try to present yourself in front of the Rebbe and try to make good between you and the Rebbe's relationship. Chesam and Aleph. Continuing in the Gemara, Ve'amir Rabbi Ami. We now are going to be turning to the very next pasuk in Kohelis. Up until now, we've been spending some time now with Kohelis, Perek Yud, Pasuk Yud. So now we're still in Perek Yud, we're in Pasuk Yud Aleph. Ve'amir Rabbi Ami, my dechsev, imishoch, hanachas below lachash. The snake is going to bite you, but, there's no venom. Ve'en yishon labala shalom. And then the pasuk ends off by talking about speech. Speech not having any advantage to it. And the pasuk, obviously, even at its face value, is difficult to understand. The Gemara goes on to Darshan. Imra Isador, if you see a generation, Shehashamayim Mishtachin Kenechoshes. Again, the color of the sky is that like of a metal. Nechoshes is copper. Melahori Talamater, and there's no rain, there's no dew. So Bishvoloch Shelechisha Shein Bedor. It's because no one's whispering in that generation. Whispering over here, says Rashi, is a reference to Tefillah. Tefillah Balachash, no one's davening. So my takantan. So basically now, so what do you do? Here the solution is pretty straightforward. Yechalatzimishio de Lucha. So go to somebody who knows how to daven. And Dechsiv Yagil Alav Re'o. And the Gemara now is quoting a pasuk. Now it's interesting. This pasuk over here is not in Kohelis. It's going all the way to Eov. But basically, if you look at the pasuk in its entirety, so you see that the first part of the pasuk is dealing with rain, and Yagid Alav Re'o, and we're going to be quoting this pasuk in detail in just a moment. But anyway, but basically, what the Gemara's understanding is that the lack of rain is as a result of a lack of tefillah. So if you get somebody to daven, so that will affect and cause rain to come down. V'en Yisrael Labal Al Hashem. We go back to the pasuk Kohelis. That pasuk Kohelis Parakut Pasuk Yud Aleph. So it says, "Ein yisron labal hashon." There's no advantage for the person speaking. Umisha efshar lo luchosh, ve'ein lochesh mahana yeshlo. Somebody has the ability to daven but doesn't daven, so there's no benefit from that. V'im lachash velo nena. Now, under the circumstances, well, let's say he davens, but he doesn't get answered. So my takanti. So what do you do? Yelech etzel chasid shabador. So go to a chasid. Chasid over here just simply meaning a very pious and holy individual, and ask him to daven on your behalf. V'yarba alav b'tfila shenem rav yitzav aleha. B'mavgia. So what you're going to do is you're going to command somebody else to be a mavgia. In pigia l'tfila, that means somebody's going to daven. Shenemar. How do I know that the word pigia is a reference to tfila? The Gemara has a pasuk connecting the two. V'atal tispala ba'adam azem. V'al tisa ba'adam rino u'tfila v'al tifka bi. So in the context of the pasuk, so tifka over here is certainly connected to rino and tfila, meaning to say that it's davening. So you see that the word mavgia means to daven. V'im lachash v'al tabi ado. Now the Gemara says, now let's say under the circumstances where he does in fact daven, and it's effective. So under those circumstances, megiz da'ato alav. Now he's going to get arrogant. Now obviously he doesn't have to get arrogant, meaning it could just simply be that he's going to daven, which is the right thing to do, and that would be it. But the Gemara is now just taking the path in which, let's say he does daven, and let's say it does work, and now, so he feels a little too good about himself. He's megiz da'as, he's arrogant. So maybe af la'olam is going to bring anger into the world. Shenemar mikna af al olam. This is a continuation of that pasuk in Eov that we just quoted moments earlier, and so that means to say that the anger is going to be because he's ola, because he is risen up, meaning because he's become arrogant. Rava Amar Shein tamid chacham shioshim biyirachas. Let's say I have two tamid chacham living in the same city. Ve'inochim zelazev alacha. And they're just simply not on the same page with one another. They're not nice or pleasant to one another. Mitkanim ba'af umalin oso. So what happens is that they bring anger, meaning a Kadosh Baruch Hu's anger, And that is going to go on them. Shenemar, Mikneh, Af, Al Oleh. Once again, that Af, that anger is going to come about because they are elevated. They, two of them are elevated and they feel so elevated one to the other that they just simply cannot get along one with the other. Amar Yish Lakish continuing in the Gemara, my Dechsiv. We are now just a little more than halfway down on the Amud. So the Gemara is going to be quoting the same pasuk that we just quoted in Koheles, and the Gemara is going to give an alternative explanation. Im yishach nachash below lachash, snake is biting, but there's no venom. But in yishon labal alshon la'as lavo miskapsos abas kol achayos etzal nachash. All the animals are going to gather around the snake. Va'omrim lo, and they're going to say to the snake as follows: Ari dores va'ochel alisa. I understand that after the lion goes ahead and does this predatory act, so he's going to eat, meaning there's a benefit for him being a predator. And ze'ev v'toreva ochel, and the same thing could be said regarding the wolf. So he's going to tear, but meanwhile, he's going to eat, meaning, so I understand why these animals are predators, because they end up eating. Ata mahana yeshecha. But you, meaning a reference to the snake, so what benefit do you have? Meaning you're going to bite a person, you're going to kill the person, then do you eat the person? Sometimes a snake eats its prey, but if a person's biting a human, it's not going to be eating it. So I'm a lamb, and you're still a bala shon. So the snake, in its defense, says, look, granted that it's not rational, it's not reasonable, but at the same time, however, when people speak lashon hara about one another, so there's no personal benefit or gain that comes out of it. There's no hana that comes out of it. So as unreasonable as my action is, says the snake, so I could just simply point to the people and point to their also lack of reason and rationale when they're speaking lashon hara one against the other. Amar Rabbi Ami ain't v'lasosha adam nishmas ela in kain mesim atzmo bechapo. A person will only have his tefillah being heard by Kadosh Baruch Hu only if literally he puts his hands and into his nefesh. It's an expression that basically means that he is totally sincere in his davening. He has real strong kavana. Shenemar nisalavenu el kapayim. Gemara Pro quotes a pasuk from Eicha. So ini v'ha ukim Shmuel amar alev v'darash. The Gemara says, okay, but at the same time, however, Shmuel, so he set up an amara, that was the human microphone, and he darshan the following, and he says vayiftauhu b'fihem uveshonam yichaz v'lo v'liban lo nachonimo v'lo ne'emnu b'vriso. So the Gemara quotes a series of psukim from Tehillim, Perek Ayin Ches, and the pasuk goes on to describe that this person is just simply not that sincere. So, and meanwhile, I'm giving a loose translation. So the Afapi came, and nevertheless, the Kadosh Baruch Hu still has Rachmanis. He's going to be merciful. So even though the person is not fully sincere, so we have what seems to be a stira. On one hand, Rabbi Ami says that a person is only going to have an accepted tefillah only when he's perfectly sincere, and meanwhile, Shmuel says it's not necessary. Davening, obviously the ideal is to have full sincerity, but even if you don't, so the Pesukim and Tehillim would indicate that Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to accept your tefillahs. So Lokasha kam biyachid kam b'tzibah, but the Gemara says there's a difference between whether you're not, you're davening biyachid or you're davening b'tzibah. If you're davening individually, you need full kavana. If you're davening b'tzibah, because you're going together with the tzibor, so your tefillahs are going to be much more accepted by Kadosh Baruch Hu, even without full kavana. Amar Rabbi Ami ein gishamim yordim ela b'shul bali amana. So when rain comes down, it's going to be coming down for people who are faithful, who are honest. Shenemar, the pasuk says, "Emes me'eretz titzmach." So truth is literally going to rise up from the earth. V'tzedek mishamayim nishkaf. And as far as tzedek is concerned, not stuck up, but tzedek, righteousness. So that's coming from shamayim. So that means to say that the only time the rain is going to come down is people is trustworthy and honest. V'amar aviyami ba're'eh. How good is it to have people who are faithful? So the Gemara says, you know, the story of the weasel and the pit. Now, somebody who's going to see the end of the story regarding the cholda and the boar, and that's what happens to such an individual. Somebody has the proper nemuna, so how much more so? You'll probably notice over here that the Gemara does not give us the story about the chulda and the boar. The Gemara just simply makes reference to the story of the chulda and the boar. Let us take a moment to go over the story. The story is told over by the Rishonim on this daf, once by Rashi, a second time by Tosfos. We're going to go through Tosfos, only because Tosfos here gives us more details in the story. Take a look at the last Tosfos over here. We're going to go through it together inside. Bechulda avor kach HaKadosh Baruch Hu al achas kama v'chama. Perish. Mamin bechulda avor. So somebody who has emuna in the weasel and the pit. And Tosfos over here goes over the incident. Maisa haya benara achas. There was a story with a young woman. Haisa wrote sa. Lelech lebeis avia. She was going to her father's house. Vaya bor baderech. And there was a pit right in the way. V'nafla. She goes right into the pit. Uba bachor echad. Along comes a young man, single. V'amar imani alacha tinasi li. And he says, look, I'm ready to rescue you, but with the very simple provision that I rescue you and you'll marry me. So amra lo, hey, she was perfectly agreeable. V'nishbu b'neim shuhu lo yisa isha acher, v'hi lo tinase li isha acher. And they even make a shvur to one another. He's not going to marry another woman. She is not going to marry another man. V'amru mi me'id b'neinu. Now, who's going to testify about the shvur that was just made? V'aisa chulda achas halechas lefnei abor. There was a weasel walking right in front of the pit. V'amru, they said, elu shnayim, bor v'chulda yu'edim b'neinu. So it's going to be both the pit and the weasel that's going to be the witnesses bearing that we made a shvur one to another. They both went on their way. Now she was faithful, and she waited for him to marry her. However, he married another woman. And after having their first child, him and his new wife, let's call her. So along comes a weasel to bite the baby, and Rachmanus, the baby dies. V'yadlo ben sheni, they have a second son, Manafa labor umes, the second son falls into a pit, and he dies. Amr lo ishto, at that point in time, his wife realizes that this is all hashkacha. Maze hamaisa shehiya ladum, shelo kishar b'nei adam. How could it possibly be that we had two children who both died in a really unusual, unnatural manner? She says there's got to be something going on, and she knows that he is withholding information from her. So, nizkar hashvua. So at that point in time, the husband remembers a shvur that he made. V'siper li'ishto, he tells his wife, kol hamaisa, everything that happened with him and what was supposed to be his actual wife. Amr lo, so his wife says to him, im ken chazor v'kachena. So he says, okay, look, you're going to have to go back and you're going to have to marry her. That was your promise and you're going to have to do so. V'kasala get, he writes to her get, v'halach. And she goes, v'nasa, sorry, v'halach, and he goes, Venasas a Basula and he marries her, Vahainu Damre, Hamam in Babor Vichulda, Shemidu Edo Sam. So the Chor and the Bor and the Chulda were both faithful in making sure that that Shvua was kept. And just like they had Emuna, just like they were faithful to the Shvua that was made, so too HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be faithful as well. We are going to go back to the Gemara, pick it up right where we left off. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Kol hamatzik et asmo melamata. Anyone who makes himself more righteous in this world, matzdikin alav adin melamala. So Kadosh Baruch Hu now is going to treat him b'midas adin. And that means to say that when a person reaches a certain level of tzidkus, that means that he can operate with the midah of din. For the vast majority of people, for the vast majority amongst us, so we cannot operate with din. We need HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed and rachamim. But Rav Yochanan says that there are certain people who arrive at a point where they can handle the din of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that, of course, is the more perfected they are down here. Shenemar, and here we go, quoting the pasuk that we just cited earlier, Emes Me'eres Titzmach, V'tzedek Mishamayim Nishkaf, Rabbi Chia bar Avin Amar Ravuna Mehacha. So, Rabbi Chia is in total agreement. He's just going to be getting it from a different pasuk. Uchi Yirascha Evrasecha. So, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to basically correspond to the fear that a person has. The amount of Yerushalayim that a person has, Kadosh Baruch Hu corresponds and will treat the person accordingly. The more Yerushalayim that he has, so the more Kadosh Baruch Hu gets to treat him b'midas adin. Reish Lakish Amar Mehacha, again, Reish Lakish also in agreement, just turns to a different pasuk. So, Bagata es sas ve'oset tzedek. Akash Baruch Hu is pogea. So he smites, he hits the person who is happy. And he's doing righteousness. B'drachecha yizkarucha. Okay, and that the way the person is walking, the path that he's walking, Akash Baruch Hu remember and follow him in that path. Heina takatzafa v'nechta. The Akash Baruch Hu is going to be upset because we sin. Behem olam v'nivasha. So, and that person is going to be saved in the world to come. Meaning to say again, it's certainly difficult possible to translate, but the idea is that Akash Baruch Hu will punish this person. This person is for the most part all good, and Akash Baruch Hu is punishing him because he can deal now with the Midas Adin. And any retribution that he needs is all going to be paid back in this world. And once he gets to Olam Haba, so he will only have good to enjoy in Olam Haba. I'm Rav Yishuv Malevi Kol HaSamech B'Yisurin Shabbai Nalav, a person who is happy with the Yisurim that come to him, the suffering that comes to him. Maybe Yeshua La'olam is going to be bringing Yeshua to this world. Shenemar Behem Olam V'Nivashaya. I'm Rish Lakish. We're on the very bottom of Chesamad Aleph. So the pasuk in Shema talks about the heaven stopping up. So at the time when the heavens are no longer providing rain, it's comparable to a woman who's going through labor pain but is unable to actually deliver. The Gemara quotes B'Shem Rish Lakish, Nemra Atzir B'Gshamim, and Nemra Atzir B'Isha. That term atzar is used both for a woman. It's also used for rain as well. As we are now on the top of the Amud Beis, Nemra Atzara, Atzira B'Isha. It describes it regarding a woman, the Shenemra Ki Atzor Atzar Hashem B'Ad Kol Rechem. When Avram is in the base of Avimelech, so everybody stopped delivering. V'Nemra Atzir B'Gshamim, same thing is true when it comes to rain as well. D'Chziv Atzar Shemayim. So you see the word atzar is used both for a woman who is struggling to deliver, as is also being described when the heavens are struggling to deliver rain. Nemar leida b'isha v'nemar leida b'gshamim. Same thing is true regarding the term leida. Nemar leida b'isha. D'chziv atahar v'teled ben. That's actually the delivery. V'nemar leida b'gshamim d'chziv aholida v'itzmicha. Pasuk Yishaya we just quoted a couple days earlier. Anyway, the word leida is used for rain as well. Nemar pekita b'isha v'nemar pekita b'gshamim. And one more word that is shared by both rain and delivery, and that is pekida. Nemar pekida b'isha d'chziv v'ashem pakara sarah. Kadosh Baruch Hu remembers sarah. V'nemar pekida b'gshamim d'chziv pakara ta'aretz v'tishokikah. Kadosh Baruch Hu is remembering the earth by watering it. Rabbas ta'ashrena peleg alukim male mayim. Okay, so as long as we quote the beginning of that pasuk, the Gemara quotes the end of the pasuk. And the Gemara goes on to explain, "My peleg alukim male mayim tana kimin kuba yesh berakiba berakia." So there's some sort of system up in the heavens in which the water is being held and eventually delivered. Shemimene gshamim yotzim. That's where the water is coming from. Amar Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani my dechsev im leshevet im laartzo im lechesed yamtziyuhu. So whether the rain is coming from shevet is literally a staff. But as we're going to see clearly in the Gemara over here, it means Kadosh Baruch Hu is really upset. Li'artso means for the land, and l'chesed, or he'll do it out of kindness. And the Gemara goes on to point out the rain can come down in one of these three different venues, or three different manners. Im l'shevet, if it's coming down harshly, b'har megvaros. So what Kadosh Baruch Hu will do is that it's going to be harsh rain, but Kadosh Baruch Hu will have it coming down on mountains, on valleys. Im l'chesed, however, if it's kind, so yam tzi'uhu la'artso b'sedos uvekramim. So Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to make it available for the fields and in the vineyards. Im l'shevet, if Kadosh Baruch Hu wants the rain to come down harshly, le'ilanos, that's going to be for the trees. So im l'artso, if it's coming down for the land, Lizraim is coming down for the plants, and im l'chesed yamsuhu, barashich n'maros. Now, if it's coming down gently, so then it's going to fill up all the different water sources. B'imei Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani havakaf no musna. Gemara tells the following story that during the days of Rav Shmuel, so there was both kafna's a famine, umusna, and some sort of plague. So amre hechinavid. So now the question becomes, what do we do? Nibai rachme atarte, so lo efshar. So as we're going to see in the Gemara upcoming, so they have a Masorah that you can't pray for two calamities at the same time. Again, the Gemara is going to have a source for that. So the Gemara says, okay, so given the two, and then we have to triage, and we can only daven for one of the two, so we're going to be davening that the Kadosh Baruch Hu stop with the plague. And we'll have to figure out what to do with the famine. But obviously, it's better that we live. So Amalur Roshmol Bar Nachmeni. So Roshmol Bar Nachmeni says, I got a better idea. Nibai Rachmei Kafna. No. Let's daven for the famine. Dechiyav Rachmana Sova, because when a Kadosh Baruch Hu provides food, Lechai Hu Diyahiv. He's going to make sure that people are going to be alive in order to enjoy the food. Dechsiv Posechas Yadecha. Umasbil Cholchai Ratzon. Kadosh Baruch Hu says in Tehillim, Kadosh Baruch Hu opens up his hands and provides for every living entity. So that means to say that by virtue of the fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to be providing, so by definition, people are going to be alive. So basically, you daven for the famine and as a collateral benefit, so people are going to live. The Gemara just wants to know, where's the source of this idea that you can't daven for two things at the same time? Just see. Okay, so the Gemara quotes from Ezra how they can only daven for one thing, not for two things. But Ma'arav Amri Mishmeid Rabbi Chaga Me'acha in Eretz Yisrael, they also have the same Masorah, they just have a different pasuk. V'rachamin l'mibay min kadan Eila Shemaya al Razadana. We're going to be davening for this particular secret. So Mechlal Dikar Achrita, so it sounds like there's something else that they're not davening for. So again, either from a pasuk in Ezra or from a pasuk in Daniel, this idea that you cannot daven for two, you can only daven for one. Gemara doesn't give a svara. The Gemara just simply quotes psukim that speak to this idea. Bimei Rabbi Zera Gazer Gzera. The Gemara tells another story. During the days of Rabbi Zera, so they made a Gzera. The Gzera was V'gazer D'lola Mesa Patani, so we cannot fast. I'm well aware of the fact that for most of us, if the gzera is that you're not allowed to fast, I think most of us would be quite happy. But in the time of the Gemara, so fasting was a very, very effective way of petitioning and supplicating to Akash Baruch Hu. The inability to fast was really a hindrance. And so they wanted to know what to do under these circumstances now where we no longer had the ability where we could fast. So what are we supposed to do? So the Gemara goes on to describe, Amalu Rabbi Zera. So Rabbi Zera says, Nechabli Lavan. So, okay, fine. So we can't fast right now because of the Gzera, the governmental decree, but at least we'll be Mekaba. We'll take it upon ourselves. We'll pledge. Ulechibato Gzera Leisvei. And then obviously the Gzera, if and when it finally goes away. So we'll go ahead and we'll fast. So Amr Le Menalacha, and they asked Rabbi Zera, so no, how do you know this? So Amr Lehu Dichsiv, Ayom Re'elai, Al Tirad Daniel. So because of the following. So they say to Daniel, Kimina Yom HaRishon, Asher Nasata Eslibcha, from the very first day in which you dedicate yourself. That you're going to fast in front of Hashem, nishma'u divarecha. So already you were listened to. So you see clearly from the pasuk in Daniel that just simply to take upon yourself that you're going to fast, so that has a certain efficacy. Am Rav Yitzchak afilu shanim kishnei Eliyahu. Even during the drought that existed during the days of Eliyahu, we touched on this earlier in the Masechta. And rain came on Erev Shabbos, Einam Elasim and Klala. So the Gemara says, as much as we are in need of rain on Friday, the Gemara says is no good. Hainadam Rabba Bar Shila, the Gemara supports this. Kashi Yoma Dimitri, Yoma Dedina. Raining is like going to court, meaning it's nerve wracking, it's so much anxiety, it's not good. Amar Amemar Ilo Ditsarech Libriyasa. Look, only because we need rain as much as we do, Be'inin Rachamim Vatlin Lay. Otherwise, we would have davened that the rain would stop. Okay, so the Gemara is just giving a very pragmatic look at rain. Look, on one hand, we need rain. On the other hand, it's not easy. You need to get around. You need to get out. The rain is an inconvenience. The Gemara is just simply being extraordinarily pragmatic about it. And especially on a Friday where people need to get out and people need to go shopping. So it is obviously a tremendous hindrance when it actually rains. Okay, so on one hand, we need the rain. On the other hand, it's an inconvenience. Good. Amar Rebbe Yitzchak Shemesh B'Shabbat Sakal Aniyim. Sunshine on Shabbos, it's a gift. It's almost like a gift to the poor people. Shenamar, the Pasuk says, V'zarchalem Yirei Shemi Shemesh Tzedaka Umar Pei. So this idea that with the sun is out and it heals. V'amar Rebbe Yitzchak Gadol Yomak Shamim Shafila Pruta Shebekis Mesbarach Hezbo. Rabbi Yitzchak says that the day that it rains is so great that even a coin that's in your wallet is going to be blessed. Rashi says basically, every industry is going to be doing great. The market's going to go up on a day which it rains. Loosely translated. Shenamar the pasuk says, "L'seis matar atzecha b'ito levarech es kol maase yadecha." Okay, simple pshat really in the pasuk in Devarim that when it rains, so kol maase yadecha is going to receive a bracha. As far as bracha is concerned, that's only for something which is in from the eye. Shenemar Yitzav Hashem Itecha Esa Bracha Be'asamecha. The word asamecha, very connected to the word samui, which means something which is hidden. Tanda Be Rabbi Shmuel, the Gemara is going to be speaking a little bit more about this idea. And a bracha mitzuya b'dav Hashem Ayin Shalat Tazbo. Bracha can only be on something that the eye cannot see. Shenemar Yitzav Hashem Itecha Et Bracha Be'asamecha. Again, same idea. Somebody who is about to measure how much grain has been collected. So Omer Yir Tzom Fanecha Hashem Elokeinu Shetishlach Bracha B'Masi Adenu. So we ask the Kadosh Baruch Hu for a bracha. Hizchol Lamud. Now when you begin to start measuring, Omer Baruch Hashalech Bracha B'Kriyazeh. Good. So once again, so you can ask for bracha because it's at this point in time that you don't know how much you have. However, if you measure, now you know exactly how much you have, and now you want to make a bracha, I raise it to Lashav, it's just simply too late. Because if something is either been weighed, measured, or counted, so there cannot be a bracha, because once again, now it is a finite amount, you know exactly how much it is, so by definition, it is no longer eligible for bracha. Bracha means that it would just simply be more. El b'davar asamim min ayin, only where something is right now and unknown. Then and only then can you have bracha. Famously, although I don't know who to give credit to, the word bracha is a composite of the letters beis, resh, and chaf. Beis is 2, resh is 200, meaning 2 and then followed by a couple of zeros. Then and chaf, of course, is 20. So bracha, in its very definition, is basically double. Double, double, and double. It basically means that it should grow. So if it's an unknown quantity, so then you can ask for bracha. But once it's a known quantity, no longer can ask for bracha. Honestly, this is a very difficult daf to review, as the Gemara just riffed on a number of things regarding the significance of rain, and we went through a number of psukim in Koheles, in Eov. But nevertheless, just as an oversimplification of today's daf on the Amud Aleph, a number of ways in which we know that the rain is significant, a number of pieces of Eitzah in terms of how to study, in terms of how to review, in terms of not speaking Lashon Hara, based on the Psukim in Koheles. The Gemara also in the Amud Aleph talked about tefillah and how it has to be in a state of sincerity. You need to have kavanah when you daven, right? An idea that is repeated numerous times throughout Shas, but today's daf as well. When you daven b'tzibur, Gemara does admit that you don't need as much kavanah, considering the fact that you are basically with the tzibur. Gemara talked about emunah, being faithful. The story of the chold and the boar came up on the Amud Aleph of today. And we went through the Tosfos' version of the story, which in terms of Rashi versus Tosfos has more details. So we went through that together inside. Going to the Amud Beis, the Gemara notes the various similarities between delivering a baby, and the sky delivering water, and numerous terms in the Torah that are used for both. The term atzar, the term leida, and the term pekida. Gemara notes that rain can come down either harshly or it can come down gently. The Gemara on the Amud Beis and Ches Amud Beis talks about how you cannot daven for two calamities at the same time. You can only daven for one at a time. And then it's a question of triaging and figuring out which of the two to daven for. The Gemara spent a little bit of time with that. Gemara talks about how rain on one hand is a bracha, but at the same time it is an inconvenience. The Gemara acknowledges that rain is a bit of an inconvenience. Ad kan. And then the last thing we discussed is how the bracha can only come to something which is right now an unknown quantity.